Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio, and you are listening to episode 73, Maximizing Your Health with Magnesium, with our guest today, Kristen Bowen. And so if you can guess it, today's episode is all about magnesium. Oh my goodness, it is one of my favorite supplements to take, but actually I now only take it transdermally, and we talk about why that's so important in the show. Well, I started using magnesium, I can't even remember now. I think it was for anxiety, and I actually ended up helping and promoting a healthier digestive system, along with actually really helping support my overall health. I had a extremely horrible migraine pattern that has since ended. I cannot talk more about magnesium until I met Kristen Bowen and her beautiful company that she has created since 2002, Living the Good Life Naturally. She does her research, and not only does her research, she provides the highest quality products of natural health and beauty products for people because she started doing this for herself, everybody. She did this for herself because she had a horrible health crisis and a slew of autoimmune issues since before 2002, which left her not only depressed, but completely bedridden for months and months. And we will find all about this more in the episode in a second. I don't want to ruin it. It's such a good story. But she and her husband led to the research of how powerful and what a beautiful building block magnesium is for anybody's health and why we all need it. So Kristen started her humble beginnings of just helping herself and her friends and her family, which now she has a beautiful big online store for health and beauty products called Living the Good Life Naturally. And she tells her clients, "You are the CEO of your own health. Let me be on the board of your directors." Ugh, what a beautiful quote. I cannot speak highly about her or her company enough. So much so, I am part of her affiliate program now. I 100% back this product, something that I use every day, and I'm going to start very soon in December. I'm going to start the 30-day magnesium soak challenge, and I'm going to link in the show notes below a blog post all about why this is so important to promote not only just health, but just mental and spiritual and emotional clarity. And if you guys are interested in learning about more about magnesium or any of her health or care products, head over to her website. I have it in the show notes. Once again, I am an affiliate. Now, we talk about in today's show, of course, why to soak in magnesium instead of taking the pill. And what is the magnesium burn rate? How do I discover mine? If you guys can believe it, everything we do just in modern life, whether it's taking allergy medicines, drinking caffeine, stress, a poor diet, all affects our magnesium burn rate. And this is very important, and this is why I am leading the 30-day soak challenge in December. And also, how often do you need to soak after these 30 days? Spoiler alert, 30 days is just a challenge to help promote optimal health. After that, it's only maximum a few times a week, if that. And how does gratitude actually increase or help promote optimal health? And do Epsom salts really work the same as magnesium? And all about transdermal magnesium. Now, we all are deficient in magnesium in our body. And here's just a few things that magnesium deficiency plays a role in many human diseases, including anxiety and panic attacks, asthma, blood clots, bowel diseases, depression, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, nerve problems, fibromyalgia, cramps, chronic back pain, PMS, infertility, osteoporosis, tooth decay, and so much more. And this is why I'm so passionate about magnesium and including it into my daily self-care and wellness routines. I'm so excited for you guys to learn all about magnesium, and not only that, hearing Kristen's beautiful story and just listening to her passion and gorgeous, gorgeous soul. So without further ado, please enjoy episode 73, Maximizing Your Health with Magnesium with Kristen Bowen. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And again, I am your host, Lauren Celentani, and this is a show where you get to learn that your body is not in the way, but actually leading your way. And our lovely guest, Kristen Bowen, today, we are talking all about magnesium, which includes food as medicine. And I'm so excited to dive into this and so much more. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Lauren, thank you for having me. The very first time that I listened to your podcast, and it was on disordered eating, which is a topic I'm very interested in. And you said that, and I just took this deep breath, which actually helps your body to hold on to magnesium. And I love that statement. And I love the fact you and I are here talking about it today.
Me too. And I think your story perfectly ties into the show, perfectly ties into our mission here. And I'll let you describe more about your story in a second, but I just wanted to read a brief bio for everybody listening. It took a complete health crash that led Kristen to create her company, Living the Good Life Naturally, in 2002. Autoimmune issues and a series of failed surgeries left Kristen bedridden and depressed with daily seizures. Through researching and looking for outside-the-box solutions, she discovered that to regain her health, she needed to build a strong foundation. That foundation included food as medicine, and the number one building block for optimal health and wellness, magnesium. She discovered that oral magnesium was not as effective and began using liquid magnesium foot soak, finding that the body could utilize it more effectively. I mean, that's a short bio, but there is so much there that I want to dive into. First of all, I would love for you to kind of walk us through your own healing journey, because I love starting off with this. People, we can relate. We see people on step F through Z, and we might be on step A, B, C, and we feel lost. And I just love hearing this inspirational transformation of everybody that gives a glimmer of hope, but also some wisdom and how to follow through if you can relate to this in your own life.
I was so lost. So to give some context to what happened, I was pregnant with child number 4 and fell in love with 2 children from the foster care system. And so we brought them in. And so our focus was taking these children and blending them and soothing their heartache and making sure the children that were in our home knew that they were valued and bringing them together as a family. And so I always tell people when they look at my children, they're like, oh, how did this happen? Because when we're together, it's obvious. And some were born through my heart and some were born through my body. And so the number 4 that had been born through my body, I was ready to start exercising again, which was crucial for me because I had had a history of depression and exercise is such an important part. And so I was excited to start that. And I had a problem in that if I had too much movement, my bladder would leak. And so I called my sisters. They are they hate it when I tell this part of the story. They are older and wiser. I'll just say wiser. They are wiser than I, and they've had much life experience. And as I spoke with them, they both said, oh, that is so simple. Your bladder has fallen. It happens. Go in to your OBGYN and they'll do a bladder tie-up. So I did that. They did. On the table, my heart stopped. And that was the beginning at the time that I thought of the end. But it was actually the beginning of the rebirth of everything that I have now. And is what happened is I had an allergic reaction to the titanium screws that went into my body. And at the time, Western medical thinking was that titanium was inert, but it's not. And it's now known as the Melissa syndrome. And that's where, and it's usually someone who has autoimmune and they have an allergic reaction to the titanium. And so I started having seizures. My husband took a leave of absence. I was so sick in that wheelchair. My head held up with a bar because I didn't have the strength to hold it up. Every time I had a seizure, I would lose bladder control. A big day for me was getting into the wheelchair because it took people to help me into the wheelchair, and the quality of my life had just tanked. And I couldn't think, I couldn't process, I couldn't remember, my bones hurt. I got clear down in my mid-70s on my weight. I'm about 5'7", and that's not a healthy weight. And my body was actually growing hair on my arms. And so I ended up on feeding tubes and catheters and colostomy bags, and it just was devastating. And my husband just had the philosophy, something happened on that table. And you know, we even, he's told me since, I thought maybe they left a sponge in, you know, maybe they left something in. And so we really started chasing symptoms, going to this doctor, going to that doctor. If we heard about someone who had an out-of-the-box experience, we'd chase them down. What did you do? Who helped you? And my husband was doing this because I was out of it at the time. And we just started going. We went to Mayo. We went to Stanford. We went, he just said, I'll leave no stone unturned in helping to figure out what's happened and put these pieces back together. He actually had to take a leave of absence. There was no way I could care for those children. And we finally, he had to go back to work because it was so expensive to buy back our insurance. We were okay financially for a year. But we hit that year mark and we were in trouble financially, and we actually would have lost our home if my parents wouldn't have stepped in and helped us. And so he went back to work. They had to transfer us somewhere else. I'd been life-flighted to a different state, to a different hospital, because I just had another collapse. They couldn't keep my system going, and my little family's moving to another state, and it was just utter chaos. And so I got out of the hospital. They released me again. No, we could never figure out why my blood pressure was crashing. Why was my body just shutting down? And they got me stable again. So they'd release me, got back with my family. And my husband was listening to a radio show. It was a local radio show in the area that we lived in. And it was a physician's assistant. And he was really talking out of the box. And my husband thought, I want to talk to him. I want someone who thinks out of the box. We've been to so many people and they're looking at one part of her body and they're not looking at everything. And this is affecting this, that's affecting this. And the bladder person would look at the bladder and the brain person would look at my brain. And this, you know, it just, he wanted someone to look at everything. And so we went to that doctor, we told him, and he said, I'm clueless. But I want to research. This is very interesting to me. So we started researching, called us back in and said, I want to take those the screws out of your body. I think you're having an allergic reaction. There are some reports of this. And he took them out, and immediately coming out of surgery, I could think better. I could process better. I could remember my name. But as what happened was, I came out of that fog I've been in for 3.5 years, and I realized the devastation to my family, you know, I'd been insulated. They'd been living it, but I'd been insulated. And I realized, I saw these little stressed out faces of these humans that I adore and love and so much wanted to make everything good for. And it was a real shock to my system. And the seizure stopped, but I was still at about 74 pounds. And I couldn't eat food. It made me so sick. And I started having this love-hate relationship with food. I was so hungry. But at the same time, I ate it and I got so sick. And so it was through that process that I just slowly started, as my body started to calm down because the titanium was gone, that I started putting pieces back together and really started noticing patterns. And it was there that I found and fell in love with magnesium. And because I was having such a hard time with foods, soaking in it made such a huge difference for me. And so that's when it really started connecting for me. And I realized this magnesium is a building block for everything. And we'd been through such stress and I had lost so much magnesium that the magnesium was that spark plug for my body and helped. And it was the foundational point for so many other things to fall into place.
Oh yeah, I know. My friends and family have heard me preach about magnesium for years. Not quite as a traumatic story, but I went into it because I had chronic migraines and mm-hmm. headaches and lifelong digestive issues, and took it and didn't realize that not only did it solve those, it helped way more than I expected. My anxiety, was a manageable rate. And before that, for probably 2 or 3 years, it was so chronic, it was debilitating. And that really led me into researching more about holistic health, the root issues. Why is this really helping me? What is this?
Isn't it interesting that those hardest things, and I think for your listeners listening right now, if there's one thing that they can take away from you and I being together today, is the hard that you're in right now, the depth of the hard equals the bounce to beauty that can be created. And there's duality in those. And please know, I don't want to go back and relive. I'm not saying, oh, it was so wonderful. I do not want to go back. I do know, though, that process and how hard we fell has been equal to the growth in how much we've been able to experience and connect. You know, I look at you and I today, my connection to you, I wouldn't have been able to connect with you if that experience wouldn't have happened. And so I'm wanting them to recognize, hang on, because learning happens. And I think the more we push and get frustrated, we push away the very things that will take us out of where we're at. And so it's that embracing the situation. And my husband is so good at this. And he reminds me, embrace, embrace. Because when you embrace it, you're actually holding on to that magnesium. Mm-hmm. We determine our burn rate in how we respond to things. And by embracing that, you can bring in the learning curve. And when you bring in that learning curve, the growth can happen a little more accelerated and move you out of that hard place that you're in.
1,000%. And for me, realizing that the depth of your wounds or your hard time, like you said, I view it as like a slingshot. If you can embrace that, if you can be present with it and allow, that can slingshot you forward. And another phrase we say in our household a lot is, behind every mountain is another mountain. And just because, you know, life's going to throw curveballs, but you know on every single side of that, you've overcome and you've grown and you've learned and you learn to love more. And that's so important to allow that love in, sometimes the hardest part. And I know, I mean, for me, magnesium has taught me so much to pay attention to how I treat myself, my nervous system, my stress levels. And I make it a commitment. Every week, I take a bath, either with a magnesium soak or a bath bomb, which Kristen sells both, and I highly recommend them. I only have one bath bomb left, and it's a sparkly purple one, and I can't wait to use it. And it's marine safe. We talked off air. She said, don't worry. And I was like, I wouldn't expect anything less.
Let's talk about the difference between the bath bomb and the soak.
Yeah.
We like to call the bath bomb a relaxing dose of magnesium. And the magnesium soak, when you take that quarter cup of that magnesium that is not manufactured, because you can get magnesium chloride that's been manufactured in a lab, but it doesn't move your red blood cell numbers. And that's what we want moving. And it hasn't had water added to it, because that doesn't have to be added on the label, because it is a sea brine. And so the FDA, the way they've written that law, it really allows some loopholes for manufacturing. And when you get that 31 or above, depending on the batch, but always that 31 or above, that's the therapeutic dose. That's the dosage that as you soak, you start bringing that magnesium in and moving those red blood cell numbers. And that's where you start building a strong foundation. And so many times, and I know I did this and I learned the hard way, in that I filled my supplement cupboard. I try this and I try that and I try this. And it's through building voltage, creating voltage at the cellular level. And part of that voltage starts with magnesium, and getting those numbers up to cell saturation is crucial for thyroid, adrenals, hormone balance, brain function, sleep, hormones, so many things. But it all starts with building that strong voltage in the cell with that magnesium.
Yeah, and we talked off air, and it's something very empowering. You can actually control this, right, as a woman. And could we dive into, you know, why we get depleted in magnesium? What's going in there? Because I'm sure people are like, oh, great, let me take it. But what actually makes you get to that state?
So magnesium burn rate is, there are some things in your body that control that magnesium burn rate. And there are some things that we are choosing that control that magnesium burn rate. And so your magnesium burn rate is different than my magnesium burn rate. And it's determined by numerous things. So level of thyroid function dictates magnesium burn rate. Sugar intake dictates magnesium burn rate. Alcohol consumption dictates magnesium burn rate. Smoking dictates magnesium burn rate. Processed foods dictate magnesium burn rate. Soda dictates magnesium burn rate. Our stress levels dictate magnesium burn rate. And so one of the things that when I work with people that I want to make sure, it's not just about soaking in magnesium. And you can soak in magnesium, you can get the benefit from it. But I think there's so much more to that. It's about creating gratitude. And you can have a gratitude list, and I can list off to you all of the things. I can list to you each individual grandbaby's name, and just, that's who I'm grateful for. This is what I'm grateful for. But it's creating that experience of gratitude internally that slows down your magnesium burn rate. Because when cortisol levels go up, magnesium is pushed out through your urine. And there's such a follow through after you've experienced gratitude. When you've taken that deep breath, that cortisol levels are brought down, and you in that moment have stepped into your power because you're holding on to your magnesium. And my husband, he has recently had double amputation. And he's actually the reason we found out. And now we want to tell people, when you soak in the bathtub, put your feet down in, because your feet are the pumps that pump up the magnesium. And we've had a hard time keeping his magnesium levels up, even though he's soaking in the bath, because he doesn't have those feet to pump them up. And his experience with losing and that loss, it was unexpected. He said, I'm not going to focus on it because I'm not guaranteed tomorrow, and I'm not going to waste a single day on the loss. I'm focusing on where I can go with it. And don't get me wrong, he mourned. There was mourning, but he moved out of it and he moved into gratitude for other things. And moving into that place of gratitude kept his magnesium levels. And everywhere we went, every medical person that we talked to would say, I can't believe this, or he's done this, or this is not gone how it's supposed to. And part, and they'd say his attitude, we've just never worked with anyone like this. And that attitude facilitated his healing because his cortisol levels weren't spiked. He held on to that magnesium. And so the choices that we make, will this matter in 1 minute, 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years? Taking that deep breath, not just creating a list, but creating gratitude internally to keep that cortisol down, are all things that we can do to hold on to our magnesium.
It's so beautifully said. And I talk a lot, I mention this a lot on here, because this is why I got into the mind-body connection, is the study of epigenetics and how we can actually change our genes and our hormone regulation.
Yeah.
And ourselves. And that's exactly what you're talking about. People don't think, oh, just because my cortisol levels are high doesn't mean anything's really happening other than I'm stressed. No, there's a lot more than just that.
And interestingly enough, you brought up, I want to go a little bit different area, in that magnesium is the only mineral that's been shown to lengthen your telomere. The telomere is at the end of your DNA, and the length of your telomere and how your telomeres, what's happening right now, determines the quality of your life at the end of your life. And being at cell saturation, staying at cell saturation, keeping those magnesium levels up, we live in a calcium dominant society. Calcium is needed. But without enough magnesium, it's rigid, it has no flexibility, and it causes problems in the body. And so getting that magnesium to that telomere, you're actually investing in your long-term health, because you're determining what's going to happen at the end of your life. And that's when you have, I lost my grandfather to Alzheimer's, and he had so much wisdom, but we only got to see slivers of it every now and again. And I always think, what would have happened, you know, if we could have stepped in sooner? And I'm not saying, please, I hope, I don't want any of your listeners to say magnesium solves everything. Sometimes it can come across that way. It doesn't. I'm not saying that it does. And it would be disrespectful to those diseases and that people are experiencing. Is what I am saying is magnesium deficiency is the reason you have low vitamin D. It's the very first thing that goes off for inflammation, for hormone issues, for every single disease. If you trace it back to what went wrong in the body, liver function, antioxidant issues, hormone issues, sleep issues, it's the first thing. Magnesium. And so if we go back, it's like that song in Sound of Music. Let's start at the very beginning. I wish I could sing it. You know, they hold their hands in front of their chest and they sing that. Let's start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. Magnesium is the place that we start, because it's the first thing that went off. And instead of chasing symptoms and filling your cupboard full of supplements that you can't even remember why you bought them or what you did, if we'll give that cell voltage, we can make a difference in those telomeres. And so we're not just making a difference in how you feel today. We're investing in that long-term, the quality of your life how it will be in your later years.
Yeah, that's very, very powerful. I've read a bunch of studies about how one of them stuck out to me, and I have to just say it very quickly. These men, I think that they were in at least their 70s. They brought them back to, I think, their college or college town, recreated the dorms to be like when they were there, whatever era was, like the 50s, and had them just live there for a certain amount of time as if they were in that time period, even had like the radio playing what they would have been hearing, and they measured all of their vitals and their bodies before, including their telomeres, and then after. And only being there for, I think, a few weeks, they actually saw, just by acting when they were younger, significant changes in all of their vitals, including some telomere lengths and even meditation. People know that I've done a lot of Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, and the research that he's doing and the funding they're getting and continuing to do is exactly that, how meditation can lengthen your telomere. So I have, you know, I've been on so many ends of the spectrum, like you said, a cupboard full of supplements that I don't know why I bought. And I've been where I'm like, meditation, your mindset and subconscious can solve everything. And I think there's a healthy medium where you really need to listen to your gut and find things like supplementing with magnesium to help you find a better health, mind, body, and soul. And I know we talked about this earlier off air, and I wanted to dive into this too, is how magnesium can actually help you listen to that gut feeling, listen to the intuition. Because so many of us either suppress that voice or listen and might interpret it a little bit differently.
Right. It's such a concept, and it makes such sense. You know, you feel it in your gut. You'll know it in your gut. But as more and more and more of us have gut issues, that balance of trusting balanced feedback from a broken gut, we have a disconnect there in that beautiful wisdom and what we're actually experiencing. And I can't tell you how many times when I'm allowed to be, someone has said, help me on this journey, and I get to be and allowed to see their healing progress. And I will see them push away the very thing that's needed for optimal healing. And it's because that gut is off. And so the beautiful thing about soaking in magnesium and upgrading magnesium from oral synthetic magnesium and upgrading it to taking it into our skin. And ultimately, our goal should be to put our farming practices back that we're getting it from our food, because that's plan A, is getting it from our food. Our grandparents used to get a red pepper and they got their magnesium levels from their food. And now that red pepper doesn't even have trace amount. And so ultimately, that's plan A, that as people are starting to wake up, that we're going back to that smaller family farm and those nutrient-dense foods. But until then, upgrading our magnesium from that oral synthetic, and think about it, you know, we look at a box of cereal or we look at a multivitamin or multimineral and we say, oh, 100% of our day's needs of nutrition, and we take it. But the box of cold cereal isn't going to get you healthy. And we know that taking one pill a day isn't going to get you healthy. Synthetic oral nutrition does not create optimal health. But then is what we do is we turn and we expect synthetic oral magnesium that's isolated, heated, compounded, put in a pill down a conveyor belt, and we expect 400 or 800 or 1200 milligrams to meet our daily dose of magnesium. but we're not taking into account our burn rate, and we're not taking into account that oral magnesium cannot get you to cell saturation when your blood work is showing between 6.3 and 7. And so by backing off of oral synthetic nutrition, I've been able to upgrade the quality of my gut. And in doing so, the feedback from my gut has been more accurate. And that has been such a journey and such an empowering moment to recognize the healthier I get, the better my intuition and that feedback and tapping back into that innate knowledge. And I look at where I started because that was a part of my journey. I wanted that feedback. And as that gut has healed, as I've dropped that oral synthetic nutrition, knowing that that feedback has gotten stronger and stronger, it just is a loop that just keeps going and going. And I love it. I love knowing that that feedback is more accurate, the more real food I put in my body, and the more I walk away from synthetic nutrition. We know ascorbic acid as vitamin C, it drops other nutrients in your body. We know that synthetic vitamin D drops nutrients in your body. And so we can't, and sometimes it can be a feel good, like, oh, I'm getting my vitamin D from this little bottle. I'm getting my vitamin C from this little bottle, but it's like a sugar coating. It might feel good for a minute, but you're really not getting your nutrition from that. And some of it's dropping your taurine. Some of it's dropping your ability to store iron. There are side effects to that synthetic nutrition. And so understanding that and letting go of that need to have a box check that I've taken a pill, that I got 100% of my daily nutrition, and going back to whole food nutrition and soaking in magnesium, increasing peristaltic action, has just helped my gut get stronger and stronger and tap into that wisdom that should have been there, but because of choices that I made, I got disconnected from it. And I think that's a part of the journey, of that healing journey, is weaving that back together to those pieces of wisdom. And as your gut heals, that happens naturally.
So beautifully said. As we're recording this, tomorrow's episode is going live. I have to throw this in there. Episode 66, I believe, Food is Medicine. We talk all about this because they have a meal prep company, Nutrition for Longevity. And I'll link this in the show notes for this. But we talk most of the episode about soil depletion, a large part of that, and why that's important to our diets and eating a rich plant-based diet to get all those macronutrients. And even if you do that, like we just touched on, over farming the land, industrialization of farming has stripped so many nutrients and micronutrients out of our soil and our food in the past 50 to 80 years, I would say, probably the most. But anyway, there's a whole episode on that. If you guys want to learn more, episode 66, and I'll link that in the show notes. So interesting. And I thank you for explaining that with a synthetic supplementation, because so many people think, oh, I'm getting an organic supplement, or I'm getting organic cookies, that, you know, this is going to be good for me. But in reality, if our bodies cannot process so many synthetic things, but if we get it from a plant-based or a mineral-based, something that's alive, comes from nature, like my firm belief is that, you know, God, the universe created everything here on this planet so that we can heal. It's a symbiotic relationship. And I know magnesium for me is truly proving that correct. That, you know, nature is our medicine. We are a part of nature. We don't live in nature. We are a part of it. And I would love to kind of go into more about, we touched on dosage and burn rate and kind of why, you know, soaking or taking some, or versus taking orally, but putting on dermally on your skin, why magnesium is superior in that sense. But also I know from taking magnesium, if anybody has taken it orally, you know, when you overdose,
increases peristolic action.
Yep.
It goes right through you. But guess what? The nutrients that you should have been uptaking.
Exactly.
You're missing out on those also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making that digestive tract lazy. And so it's more than just that one time that it's happening. It slows down your uptake of nutrition. And I am with you. Food is our medicine. And I don't want to take things that decrease my body's ability to uptake that nutrition from my food.
100%. So if anybody is wondering what we just said, sometimes if you supplement orally with magnesium, it's like drinking too much coffee. Your digestive system just kind of empties out. Which is another reason why I've done more research on magnesium. What's the best way that my body can absorb this? And we touched on burn rate and different issues that kind of can affect that and how we can control that and become empowered by that. But if somebody maybe just dealing with, I don't know, could you walk us through maybe suggested usage? I mean, somebody just looking to better their health or somebody with a chronic issue, how would that differ?
So magnesium can, if you soak in magnesium a couple of times or even put some on topically through a cream or a lotion, you can relax a muscle and get some benefits. I want optimal health and my goal is optimal health. And to do that, you need to be at cell saturation. And so we've found, I've been talking and sharing magnesium for almost 20 years now. And we've found after working with thousands of families that the best way to get to cell saturation is doing the 30-day challenge. And that means for 30 days, you soak in magnesium every day. And immediately, I know what's coming up for a lot of people. I don't have time. I can't do 30 days. I know that. I don't think I've ever done a 30-day challenge perfectly. Our goal is 30 days. And realistically, we want to make sure that you're hitting at least 70% of that. And then after that 30 days, many people like to get their blood tested to see where are my levels at. And my favorite place to get tested is called Walk-In Labs, and they can get the magnesium RBC test, not the serum, but the magnesium red blood cell test, and they can see. Now, a couple of years ago, they dropped the standard for that magnesium RBC test. I haven't dropped the standard for my health, even though a lot of people are not experiencing cell saturation, I still want to. And so for me, that cell saturation is still the original number between 6.3 and 7. And some people will hit that after 30 days and some people won't. And this will help you really individualize how much you need to soak. So for example, if you hit 5.2, after the 30-day challenge, you know you still need to soak a couple of times a week to keep that magnesium level moving up. If you hit 6.5, you don't have to soak that often. Once a week, maybe even a couple of times a month will be enough for you. And so knowing that number is crucial in not overusing or underusing the magnesium. And some people won't hit 5. And if you don't hit 5 on that magnesium red blood cell test, we need to figure out what's happening. We've got a crack in your foundation, and we need to fix that to make sure that those magnesium levels are moving. And sometimes it's a boron deficiency. Sometimes it's a taurine deficiency, because both of those hold magnesium in the cell and are cofactors. Sometimes it's a vitamin B deficiency. And so testing that RBC and making sure that you're headed in the direction that you want to is crucial. So, and you can soak a couple of times and get the benefit, you know, that relaxation in the shoulders. Magnesium is a spark plug, and it starts all the processes in your body, liver function, digestive, enzyme. And so if you're like me and you want that optimal health, doing that 30-day challenge is the best way to reach magnesium cell saturation.
Beautiful. I know I'm going to start that myself and see. Do you find it's beneficial to get your magnesium tested before or just after the 30-day challenge?
You know, it's about $47, $49. Okay. Let's say $50. Okay. It's about $50. And we found after lots of people getting that test, nobody was coming in not needing magnesium. So I say, take that $50 and put it somewhere else. But please understand, my filter is I want minimum input for maximum return. So I want to do the least that I can for optimal return. So if everybody's coming in low, I want to take that $50 and put it towards something else and test it after. So we always recommend testing within 5 days of your 30-day challenge. That's going to give you the most reliable testing for what your 30-day challenge did. And minimum, we want you at 5. If you're below 5, we need to look at boron, taurine, or the B12 or the B vitamins. And then if you're at 5, between 5 and 6, we need you soaking between 2 to 4 times a week. And if you're at 6 or above, about 1 to 2 times a week. But knowing that, Lauren, your burn rate is different than my burn rate. When you go to bed, how you breathe, how much of a connection do you have from mind to body with that vagus nerve tense? That makes a huge difference in your burn rate. And so understanding that burn rate happens as you get your numbers tested and you go back to your gut, determine how you're feeling. And so, but that's a nice guide for people, but realize your burn rate is very individual from my burn rate.
Very well understood. And I want to just clarify for people, this is different than Epsom salts.
It is.
Yeah. So when you say soak, you guys provide, is it a gallon jug that you buy?
It's a half gallon.
Half gallon.
And I love Epsom salts. Mm-hmm. We know how relaxing they are for the muscles, but they cannot get you to cell saturation. And so sometimes I will throw them in when I'm doing a soak because the magnesium chloride does not have sulfates, and sulfates are really good for the liver. And so I love Epsom salts, but my goal with soaking in magnesium is getting to cell saturation. And so that jug, the 64-ounce jug, will do 32 adult baths or 64 baths for a child. We want a quarter cup for an adult or an eighth of a cup for a child.
Now with the 30-day challenge or just in general, I know you guys also mentioned foot soaking. Is one more beneficial for the other?
Oh, we've done so much testing on this because, again, I wanted to be able to do the minimum amount to get the maximum return. And I'm a bath girl. I love the ritual of a bath. I love everything. And it made sense to me. My whole body was submerged. And so I was getting more of it. But in actuality, we found it didn't matter. So you can get a bowl and soak. A lot of times I'll soak while I'm working at my office and uptake that magnesium while I'm soaking. Or you can do it in the bath, but the bath does not get you there faster. We tested through thermal imaging. And so when you do that thermal imaging, you can actually see the magnesium going through the lymph system in the body as it moves up the body. And as what we did find is that soaking in plastic negated the uptake. So if you're soaking in a plastic bowl, we want you to change that to a glass bowl or a crock. We want that to be a crock. And a tub, I thought, oh no, a tub is sprayed with plastic, but it's that moldable plastic that cuts the uptake.
Interesting. It's very interesting. And I'm assuming that metal would be okay too for soaking.
Well, we used to say stainless steel is great.
Okay.
But a lot of the newer stainless steel is powder coated and underneath it is aluminum. And we don't want you soaking in aluminum. Okay. And magnesium is a salt, and it will break through that powder coat. And so if you have a stainless steel bowl that you know is an old school, higher quality, that's what I soaked in for years. Mm-hmm. But a newer, for example, I've had lots of people say, oh, you can get a Great Dane watering dish at the pet store. But that's that powder coat. It's very cheap, a very lightweight stainless steel. And we don't want to uptake aluminum. And so we recommend soaking in glass or that crock, like the crock pot, the stoneware, soaking in that is the best option, unless you know that your bowl is that higher quality, older, that it's not a powder coated stainless steel.
Very, very good to know. Well, with that, I mean, I feel like we could go on and on talking about magnesium and just that beautiful intuition gut connection. Was there anything else today, Kristen, that you wanted to just wrap up or share with us before we end the show?
Yes, magnesium is hydrophilic. And so when you're soaking in magnesium, I want you in that 20 minutes that it takes to soak in magnesium, I want your listeners to get the very most out of that magnesium that they can, and that they will take 8 ounces of water and just get used to, when I soak in magnesium, I drink water, because when they have a hydrated lymph system, the magnesium moves through that better. And so that magnesium being hydrophilic and understanding that and attaching that component of water every time they soak can make such a difference in the speed with which they reach cell saturation.
Beautiful. And I think those alarms in the background there definitely are. Pay attention, everybody. Drink your water.
Drink your water.
Well, thank you so much, Kristen, for sharing your story today here with all of us. And I always end the show the same way. Thank you for spending the time today, but only for yourself and really showing up for your entire family. And I always love asking, how can we, as a gift of gratitude, be of service for you in return today?
Oh, I love that question. And as I've thought about it, because that give-receive cycle, so, you know, when I go on a podcast, I want to give. I want to make sure that people are learning and being educated. And I love the fact that you opened up that give-receive cycle for me and what, you know, in receiving, because if you can't receive, how can you receive more help? And so it's so important that, our ability to receive stays open. So I was like, oh, I love this. It's coming full circle. So I would like to know, what are your thoughts if I only had one thing and I only had the brain function, my brain wasn't working, and I was discouraged. What's the one most important thing with all of the guests that you've had? Because I've listened to a couple of your podcasts and I'm slowly catching up, and there's been so much collective wisdom. What's that one piece that you would take from all of that to share with someone to continue moving that education forward? What's that one piece? What would you share with me?
Yeah, that paying it forward. And I mean, I like to end a show always saying, also, if you guys like this episode or any episode, sharing that episode with somebody you love, and you never know what can spark that in somebody else. But for me, the collective wisdom that I've learned and that I've always been guided by and continually need to go back to is that our body and our life is not in the way, but it's actually leading our way. And that life is not happening to us, but actually for us. Same thing said differently.
And that very perspective keeps our magnesium in our bodies.
Love to hear that.
Love that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you again for coming on the show today, Kristen. And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.